You're listening to SBS News.
Poland is set to host a crucial climate change meeting, where world leaders will meet to write a so-called rulebook for the Paris Agreement. The 24th conference of the parties to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, known as COP24, begins on Sunday in the city of Katowice. Analysts suggest it will be difficult to get an agreement among almost 200 countries, each pushing its own political and economic demands. The director of the Australian National University's Climate Change Institute, Mark Howden, says he's hopeful Australia will play a constructive role.
Well, I think it's important in the sense of how we are being seen as being a player in those negotiations often seems to influence how other nations treat us and how seriously they take the issues that we raise in our interventions. And so if we're very much on the front foot, then we get treated accordingly.
The so-called rulebook will determine how countries count their greenhouse gas emissions and transparently report on the measures taken to reduce them. The latest UN emissions gas report says the world is falling behind in fulfilling the Paris Accord. The report states countries need to increase their efforts fivefold to hold the rise in Earth's temperature to 1.5 degrees Celsius above the pre-industrial benchmark. Professor Howden says the report depicts Australia as not having the necessary policies to meet the Paris targets.
Domestically, we have challenges, as everyone knows, about putting in place an effective energy policy and associated emission reduction policy, and across the board having policies which, can be, very clearly identified as meeting our Paris Agreement targets. And at the moment, we don't have that suite of policies that, really clearly allow us to meet those targets. And so so the dynamics there are going to be very interesting.
Tuvalu's ambassador for climate change and environment, Dr. Ian Fry, is in Poland to attend COP24. Dr. Fry has told SBS it is critical Australia takes responsibility and supports the group of nations known as the Pacific Small Island Developing States, which face the worst impacts of climate change.
Well, Australia has one of the highest per capita emissions in the world, so it's absolutely critical that a country with such high per capita emissions steps up to the plate and realises their responsibility that this is a climate change is a critical issue. It's a global issue. It's certainly an issue that threatens many Pacific Island countries.
The Paris Agreement has set targets to cap global warming at 2 degrees Celsius by the end of the century. But scientists say current trends suggest temperatures are on track to rise by about 4 degrees. Professor Howden says that is a major issue for low-lying islands like Tuvalu.
But clearly the Pacific Islands, and particularly the low-lying islands like Tuvalu and Kiribati and Marshall Islands, this is an existential threat, that they will go under, even with a 2-degree rise. So they will be underwater.
Meanwhile, the United States is far from being the driving force it was in Paris under former President Barack Obama. President Donald Trump recently dismissed his own administration's warnings about the impact of climate change. He says he does not believe climate change can cause the projected economic loss to the country.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
No, I don't believe it. And here's the other thing. You're going to have China and Japan and all of Asia and all of these other countries, addresses our country. Right now, we're at the cleanest we've ever been, and it's very important to me. But if we're clean, but every other place on Earth is dirty, that's not so good.
But Poland could end up playing a crucial role in bringing opposing sides together. Deputy Environment Minister Michael Kurtyka says it is a hard task, but he's hopeful.
Looking from the outside perspective, it's an impossible task. Getting agreed 196 countries, and I take it really very in a very humble way. So I hope that parties will be able to reach a compromise and that we will be able to say that Katowice contributed positively to this global effort.
Joy Joshi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.